Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ramon Ray. Ramon's a 14-year member of our Brain Trust, award-winning entrepreneur, award-winning expert on small business, author of a bunch of books on being a better small business owner, the celebrity CEO, technology solutions for growing businesses. And Ramon, I need your website, please.
Sure, RamonRay.com and SmartHustle.com, SmartHustle.com.
So check those out, folks. Ramon, one of the things that over the years that you and I have talked about is what is it that exactly that causes small businesses to fail? There are a number of examples. One is not managing your finances right. Another one is having a business model that you love but your customers don't love. That'll get you real quick. But I think there's a more primordial reason for it. That doesn't just affect business owners; it affects everyone in our lives, in our all relationships, and that's our inability to get out of our own way. And a big part of not getting out of our own way is being in total denial about what you see with your very own eyes. And I know you see a lot of this yourself out there, unfortunately.
Absolutely, Jim. And I think part of that is, mindset. And I think that I didn't realize how important it is, Jim. As you know, I've started, four companies, sold two companies, but only in the recent year or two, Jim, have I even realized I'm not as a good leader as I thought I was. And my mindset, my own mindset had to change. So to your point, I think for the business owners out there, as you said, finances are important, marketing, tech, all the things that Jim talks about. But I'm seeing more and more. The number one thing is that mindset. And many of us, Jim, we're in our own way. And what's more sad, we hear all this stuff around us, Jim. We have the best coaches, the best leaders, the best podcasts, your show. But there's a number of people who are still not listening. I'm working with them, too, and I know you do. So my message, and I want to cry. Those listening to my voice, me and Jim today, you have to also change your mind.
Yeah.
Most likely you're hitting your head against the same wall. Stop doing it.
Ramon, if you and I know people who are not like that, but the shutdown has just literally crushed their business, my heart breaks for those people. But if you go out of business in the main reason is you couldn't shift, you couldn't get your mindset around the fact that we've all been hit by this curveball. If you can't deal with that, then that's on you. I'm not going to weep for you because we all have to do this. It's a cruel world out here, isn't it? We have to deal with all of it, and nobody deals with adversity. The surviving small business owners, they're the poster children for dealing with adversity. Look at what we did after 2008 and 2009, the ones that survived.
Yep.
This is very much like that in a lot of ways, isn't it?
No, 100%, you're right. And I think that, to your point, for the ones who, have no fault their own, they opened their restaurant, then COVID came. Even with that, though, those who've gone, Jim, and I think you'll agree, is that it happened.
Yeah.
It's no fault of your own. Now the difference between those who are going to get back up again and those who stay down, even that goes back to how are you rethinking? How are you even motivating yourself? How are you reinvigorating yourself? And how are you thinking different? So, Jim, you're right.
I've gotten reports from restaurants that were tablecloth type restaurants, regular sit down restaurants,
right,
that have shifted to more carry out, and some of them are saying, wait a minute, this is easier, it's more profitable, and I got a little bit of a life. I'm going to keep doing it this way.
The
pandemic helped them find a model they wouldn't have found otherwise. Those are the nuggets of opportunity that we're going to report. You and I are going to report on 2 years from now. We're going to report on people who got rich because they did what you're talking about. They shifted, they thought bigger, and they got their mindset around the new regular.
Absolutely, Jim, all day long. You may have heard the story of Peter Luger Restaurant. I think it's only in New York. They weren't taking credit cards before. They weren't doing delivery before. I heard the vice president. They're like, you know what? This is not bad. Because they were old school, 130-year restaurant or something like that.
Well, before this, it was kind of the charm, right? Oh, you'll love the food, but don't take your credit card. It was part of the charm, right? Like Joe Stonecrab in Miami, part of their charm was the waiters abused you. You went there because of to get abused, not for the crabs.
Right.
It was fun, right?
Right.
But now things are different. You can't. And there are a lot of business models like that that are going to shift. And
correct.
And it, now we let's come back to your first point, and that's how you think.
Sure.
What do you think about this? What is it? Somebody said, "I think, therefore I am." You know, you gotta think about what your next move is. You can't be afraid. Last thoughts.
Yeah, for me, Jim, I'll talk about my own business, Jimmy, as a speaker and other things I do. I've seen that there's a lot of people who are no longer to be able to pay me, no longer to be able to be my customer. But I'm now finding who is it that still has budget? Who is my customer still? How can I shift and serve their needs? Mm-hmm. And that's how my business, Jim, it's rocking at this point. Thank God for that.
Well, it's because you practice what you preach. That's the main thing. Yes. You know, a pox on us talking heads if we don't practice what we preach, right? If I am on a financial management soapbox and I don't manage my own finances, a pox on me. Hey, RamonRay.com. That's RamonRay.
Right.
RamonRay, RAY.com. Right. SmartHustle.com. Hey, Ramon, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely, Jim. God bless. Thank you, man.
We love having you on the show. Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Check out his websites. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blessing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.